don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I am your host. I am too legit. I'm joined by my dear friend.
Wanna be a baller.
What is it again? B triple B something. B 3 exponent. You change your name every 2 weeks, man. It's hard to keep up with it.
I have to.
He does, man. I'm still trying to figure out what the B3 exponent square
from.
I need a name that's not going to get trademarked.
True. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. LeVar Ball stole your stuff.
I know, man.
Nothing I can do about it. And on the boards, as always, the man who comes up with all the topics for the show, Rock. Got to listen to this again.
Yep.
Glorious.
No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious.
It is. Suck.
You're so bad.
Sorry. All right. Man. So also joined by two special guests, the Urban Nerd.
Back at it again.
And Smoochie.
Yeah, I don't have no cool.
No, man. It's like,
not yet. We get it.
I was Jeff for like a good 3 months until I had to come up with my own name.
I actually used a player to be named Lair.
That's not true. That was Matt.
Oh, my bad.
And I thought he was on player the show. One. His lives ran out Lair on the done. Show. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah. Man, wherever you are, Matt, man, I hope you're all right, bro.
Well, we called him Matty Ice, and he didn't like that.
Yeah.
Really?
No, why he wouldn't want to be. It's MVP, man.
I mean, choking the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's another show.
You choke. I mean, you know, it's like.
You don't want to be that guy.
The last 2 minutes, but I mean, like, he did win the MVP.
You don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that guy? You don't want to be Matt Ryan? The dude's a good quarterback.
Nah, you don't want to be that guy.
League MVPs. League. Super Bowl runner-up.
Yep.
Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta.
Well, you know, you know what? I'll give it to you. Because Cam's got the same resume, and I'm over Cam Newton, so whatever.
Yeah,
I don't blame him. Yeah, I mean, you can't really say anything. He
got the same exact resume. He won the MVP, and he was runner-up in the Super Bowl.
At least Matt Ryan would have fell for the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Because, you know, Matt Ryan's a hard worker.
He is a hard worker.
Yeah.
Did you not see the Gatorade commercial? He shows it.
He hustles. He's a hustler.
Before we went to break last time, I made a comment, and relax. I was saying that Isaiah Thomas, when he first started playing after Indiana to Detroit, he was a little bit of a ball hog.
The real Isaiah Thomas, not the short.
No. He's the great hog. I mean, at first he was.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying he wasn't a great player. He picked his spots as he went. But no, he's one of the all-time greats. I'm just saying, Isaiah, you know, reminded me a little bit of how he played back then and Mr. 315 went off. As a matter of fact, he wants to call the show, which he can at any point. But anyway.
Hello, 315. We got you on speaker. You hear us?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, hold on. Hold on before you get all excited.
Oh, he got his own interest music, too?
I take care of everybody. I mean,
no music is allowed to be played if you're not in the building, man.
That's right.
They did you a huge favor.
Look at that love. All right,
there you go. You get some love, too. You got some love. What do you want?
All right. Okay. Make your point.
You got 10 seconds.
One of the guests today, I can't remember his name, he kind of made it for me. He kind of was saying the same stuff I was saying last week.
About what?
About what?
Maynard?
About how Russ should be the two guard instead of the point guard. He should not be the major decision maker or ball handler when it's winning time.
I agree with that.
I mean,
Okay, so just you two.
Well, I just think
it's just you two that don't think that, and the rest of us do.
What?
That Westbrook shouldn't have the ball in his hands all the time.
He's a two guard originally.
Yeah.
He's a new age point guard. This is today's point guard.
I love when my point guards turn the ball over 8 times a game.
Stop it.
Oh,
no.
Shoot 18 shots in a quarter. Hey,
if Steph Curry wasn't on the loaded team, he would be shooting 18 times a game. And he turns the ball over, too.
I also think now, Steph Curry's a shooting guard.
Now But he's a point guard.
But he shouldn't be. He should be a shooting guard.
He's a point guard.
Lonzo Ball is a point guard.
No, not in today's NBA. Most of the NBA point guards are scoring guards.
You're going to be surprised how many people are going to want to play with
him. Look at Kimba. What's Kimba? He's a point guard.
Damian Lillard.
But he shoots first. Damian Lillard. Most NBA point guards today shoot first.
So every other thing in the NBA you like in the olden days, except for your point guards who you want to shoot 15 times a game.
I'm not saying I like it, but it's the facts. It's the truth.
I'll put it like this.
I mean,
Westbrook.
James Harden is a point guard.
Westbrook shoots at the wrong time.
No, he does. Absolutely. He makes the wrong decisions at the wrong time. We get that. But he is a point guard.
So y'all just want him to make better decisions at more opportune times.
I want him to move to the two.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Yeah, and Smoochie said he just wants him to move to the two.
Just move to the two.
And maybe that's fine at some point. But
honestly, he should be the two. Honestly.
I don't know. I mean, they make the playoffs with him playing the one. They win games with the way he plays. I don't see a problem with it. Hey, not everybody can be LeBron and Golden State. So, you know, what are you going to do?
That's true.
Nobody can beat them. So.
Right. So, I mean, why not? Be the best you can be what you got. I'm sorry, whatever you say, what Oklahoma City has is horrible compared to what the other teams have. It's horrible in Oklahoma City. Until now, they added some piece. They added some now with PG and stuff.
Well,
before PG, it was horrible. Last year was horrible. Come on.
Wait. Okay, and I'm going to say this. OKC was ranked higher than Houston, right?
No,
last year?
No, Houston was like second seed.
No. Like in preseason. In preseason.
Oh, let me tell you what preseason. Yeah. Let me tell you what preseason rankings mean. Happens at the end? Does anybody pay attention to preseason rankings? No. We don't do it until the season starts, just like college football. But just like last year, I heard going into the season, they said Oklahoma City had a better starting unit. Then at the All-Star break, they said Houston was better starting unit because they had a better – look at the production they had with Ryan Anderson and all these other people that played. They at the beginning of the season, you look at Oklahoma City, and you thought, they got some shooters. But they did not have any shooters last year. Come on. I mean, besides Robertson, he was your best three-point shot last year. Yeah, I mean, Houston had Bledsoe in them, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Or Gordon. Excuse me, Eric Gordon, not Bledsoe.
Lou Williams would go off the bench. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great scoring. Oklahoma City had who coming off the bench?
Cantor.
Kamenaris Payne?
The dude that dances with Westbrook.
Yes. That's it.
He gone now.
Yeah, he's gone.
That took away all the fun on the bench.
Cameron Payne. Yes.
And he looked miserable in summer league. Dude's about to be out of the league.
He was the Bulls, right?
I did.
You're right.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
Dude's about to be out of the league, man.
All right. He's out of the league. Anyway.
We got football to talk about.
All right.
Please. Do we?
Da-da-da.
Oh, you want the questions? You want to start with the questions of the week?
Yeah, well, you ain't been here. I kind of am having a theme every week.
Well,
I know you ain't been grinding like me and B3 Exponent, but it's all right.
Are you serious? I'm doing the show every Thursday. You don't say I'm not here that much. I do 3 shows a week. When you coming up?
I come on Mondays.
On my show. Shots fired.
My show.
Fire.
Our show?
It was the rule of three.
That sounds like rat beef, man.
It is.
It's
all love, though.
I know.
You know what? If I was one of them, I would be Biggie. So wait. If one of us is Biggie, who do you think is Biggie?
I'm Tupac. You're Biggie.
You what?
I'm more Tupac than you are.
He's more LA.
Yeah, exactly. All eyes on me. I'm just saying.
Tupac.
I said Tupac.
Don't worry. He's a hard worker.
I am a hard worker. Thank you.
All right. No, seriously. I know we got to talk about baseball.
So,
too.
So you want football or baseball first?
Whatever you want to talk about.
No, go ahead.
Now, you work hard, man. You let me know.
I'm a wrestler who tried to go by the name of Hard Work one time.
Yes. Steven Regal, right?
Yes.
It was a contestant from one of those shows when they were trying to find the next wrestler.
Tough Enough.
Yes. Oh, and he went by freaking Hard Work. Like, bro, that ain't going to work.
Let's touch on the baseball real fast. All-Star game is tomorrow night. Home Run Derby's tonight. Are y'all going to watch?
No.
No?
I'll probably watch a Home Run Derby.
I know Jim.
Derby, definitely, yeah. I'm watching
Derby. I'm not watching the miss the beginning because it's already 7:30 and the shit.
John got a 35-minute drive home, so.
Well, we know Aaron Judge is going to win.
Absolutely.
This year.
Stanton.
Cody Bellinger. Appreciate you.
Cody Bellinger.
What's the guy with the weird milk last name? What's it? Moore? No, the Motus.
The kid from Kansas Moustakas? City?
Moustakas. That's Moustakas. It. That's who's winning
Mike Moustakas.
It.
Mike
Moustakas. Stands at home, he's going to win it.
You see, that's the reason I don't think he's going to win it because they're playing at home.
I don't even know if he's going to beat Sanchez in the first round, to be honest with you.
Oh, he's going to beat Sanchez. He'll beat Sanchez.
But no, if I had to, and I hate saying this because we've been arguing, but if I had to pick somebody, I think Bellinger will probably win.
Thank you.
I'm going for Aaron Judge.
He's a hard worker.
I like Aaron Judge.
Hey, Aaron Judge that's is what I'm worried about.
No, Bellinger's a hard worker.
He's a white guy.
He's hard working.
See, in baseball, they're grinders. They grind.
Oh, that's
every
right.
Day.
Grinders.
I thought that movie, The Natural, was about a white guy.
It was.
So I guess we're going to have to start calling all the black guys that are blessed just The Naturals and stuff since the white guys are hard workers.
That's right. McCutcheon's a natural.
McCutcheon is my favorite baseball player.
He's a good player.
He's strong, all
right. But not anymore because he shaved off his dreads. And I don't like him no more.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
He's like Chris Bosh, man. He shaved him dreads off. He wasn't good no more.
The Indians bench coach Brad Mills would manage AL All-Star team because Francona was in the hospital, so he won't be there.
Irregular heartbeat, man. Yeah. Get better. So,
get better,
yeah, man. Get better, man.
So, anybody watching the All-Star game?
Hell no.
No.
I glance at it.
Hell no.
I'll check it out like in the ninth inning.
If it's close,
I'll watch the beginning. Maybe. I'll probably watch the beginning.
Isn't SmackDown live on tomorrow? I'll be watching SmackDown live.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I'll be at work. I got to work late tomorrow. Oh, never mind. I won't be watching crap.
Watch it on your phone.
I will be at work.
I'm going to watch it on my phone. Dude, I used to manage.
I used to manage
as I'm holding my phone, walking by. Say, hey, give me 1 second. Check the score.
If the game was worth something, stream it.
Otherwise, no. All right. Let's go into football then. You say you want to talk about football.
Questions of the week. All right. So every week I've been coming up with questions for each division. And I'm going to start out in the AFC South like I always do. AFC South in general, who cares, or is it interesting?
Who cares?
It's interesting.
I lean towards interesting.
Because we want to see
Andrew Luck bounce back, Blake Bortles bounce back years. Are they just crap this year? J.J. Watt's coming back to Houston.
Houston is going to be very intriguing this year.
I mean, Deshaun Watson could be starting. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's probably going to be Tom Savage at first, but –
by week 8, week 7?
Yeah, if they're not producing.
They throw Watson in.
The Colts, I'm just not sold on Andrew Luck.
I've never been a big.
Really?
Well, he's just dropping all the hot takes. Like that.
It's just.
B3? Interesting or who cares?
Who cares? None of those teams are going to win the damn Super Bowl.
It's just. Andrew Luck is just that division. You should be killed. He should be like the Tom Brady of that division.
If he wasn't getting sacked 50 times a year, he might be able
to. He has really not much talent around him.
If he wasn't getting got a lacerated kidney from getting hit so much.
If every team had the Patriots coaching staff, then my God. Oh, we have a lot of good teams.
Rock, hold up.
Is it my turn?
Who cares? They're interesting.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Where was that? Where was that when I said that earlier?
I was talking to you, so you didn't want to
hit the button.
if you give me a signal, I could bring something up for you. But you don't do that.
I'm not telepathic. All right, so we got 3 who cares and 2 interested.
Why the hell would you care? All of them is gonna lose to the Patriots, like he was talking about.
You're just not gonna watch
the LA Chargers. No, I'm gonna watch it. Right, Cowboys is going for it, so who cares?
Oh.
But no.
And
see? There we go.
Wait, but so you're a Yankees fan and a Cowboys
a
fan?
A lot of people are like
yeah,
that.
Man.
Turn his mic can... off.
The only one I'm going to turn off is you and Big Shot. Or EC3.
Look, that name is hard to trademark, man. Yeah. If you can remember it on the
B3
regular basis.
B3 Exponent. I'm the only person who can get it right on regular.
Remember that word.
All right.
I got it earlier.
NFC South. How many years does Drew Brees have left?
Ooh. That is a good question.
I'm going to go 3. He's playing at a high level still. You're going to run the ball more with this year with AP and Ingram back there.
Yeah, so. That's what they said the last couple of years, too, and they kept throwing the ball.
We only got Mark Ingram, got AP back there now.
That's true.
Well, who's he throwing to now, too?
Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
And Michael Thomas.
Well, that's the thing is he likes to throw the running backs, and not neither one of them running backs can catch the ball.
Ingram's decent. He's decent. I said decent.
AP can't catch the ball at all. Like, that's just, that's not happening.
I'm still trying to figure out why AP even went there.
It doesn't.
Cash rules everything around me.
Well, he couldn't go to Dallas. So.
He could have went to New England if he wanted to for less money, but he didn't want less money.
Exactly. He wanted to go to Dallas last year, but, you know, that didn't happen.
You know, a certain player came up.
Yeah.
Then Zeke took the world by storm and was like, sorry, dog.
Who's AP?
What?
All day?
What? I thought AP would more go to New England than anywhere.
That's what I thought. He said Giants at one point, too.
Which would have been a great fit.
All right, so you say 3.
I say about 2.
I think Drew Brees got 5 more years left.
Oh,
in.
You out there?
What?
Well, yeah, I think he didn't play.
The man don't get sacked like that. And Sean Payton is going to keep him healthy. Drew Brees keeps himself healthy. I believe he got 5 more years. If he wants to play 5 more years, Drew Brees can play 5
more
years.
I say 3. I'm with
three. Who in that division really plays like defense? Like
Carolina.
That?
Carolina.
Really? Do we not remember Julio Jones having 300 yards receiving?
Okay, one game by the best receiver in football.
How many points did New Orleans put on Carolina last year? 80 in the two games? 80 plus?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that last year they weren't great.
Yeah, so.
It's Tampa Bay's year.
I agree with that.
I think so, too.
Yeah. It's Tampa Bay's year.
I am not ready to jump on that bandwagon yet.
That was last week's question.
But,
sorry.
But, no, I think he's got 2. I mean, maybe 3. I'll go with 2.
But he's consistent.
He's consistent. But, I mean, dude, age – we say the same thing with Tom Brady, but he's playing in a different system that he can survive until he's 45. Yeah. This one I don't think he can.
He played the Bills and Jets twice.
Yeah. Speaking of Tom Brady, I'll move on to the AFC East. In terms of the AFC, are the Pats the Warriors of the AFC? Are they the most locked in?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He got the best receiving corps since Randy Moss this year.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
They are loaded.
They are loaded. Listen, I mean, no.
Makes you want to become a Patriots fan.
Almost.
I will actually turn it. They're actually the Cavs of the Eastern Conference. All right. That's because there is no other team that's even close to them.
Yeah.
Kansas City, you don't know. Noodlearm is going to do something.
What? No, I hate when you call
him
that.
What's wrong with Noodlearm? Dude, he only throws like 5 yards.
Yeah. I hate when he calls him that.
He's good.
He's a hard worker.
He's good. He's good to the wild card.
Right.
Yeah.
He gets in the playoffs.
He doesn't throw long passes, so I call him Noodlearm.
Yeah. And, you know, Pittsburgh, 1 of 3 big B's will be hurt.
Oh, can I ask a question before you move on? Who is going to have more wins this year at quarterback? You know. Is it going to be Mr. Mike Glennon, long neck, or Brock Osweiler?
It's Glennon. Mike Glennon.
Man, I plead the fifth.
I think the Bears will win 6 games this year.
They're going to lose 6 in the division alone, so.
Yeah.
They're going to lose 6 in the division.
And we're talking about Cleveland.
It's cold in Chicago.
Osweiler's not even the starter. Osweiler's not even the starter.
He'll be the starter. Right.
He's number 4 on the line.
He's going to start by default.
Starting Cody Kessler.
They're going to start Kaiser. Wait till training camp. They're going to be like, Kaiser, man, he's balling out. Looks great.
Just right.
So you say no. You say
yes. I go Cody Kessler.
You going
or no? No
Glennon.
Glennon.
I don't even think Kessler was in the conversation.
I'm going Glennon as well.
You going Glennon? All right. So I'm just pointing out, Big Shot. One person you said that this will be the Nostradamus pick of the year if Brock wins more games than Mike Glennon.
I don't even think Brock Osweiler is going to start a game.
He has to. He has that contract.
That would mean that for that.
Yeah, but they.
He has experience. Cody Kessler.
No, they pulled an NBA move and just took that contract. They didn't give a crap.
He doesn't have the contract.
Yeah, he does.
I thought they.
No, he still has it. They just don't care.
Yeah, like.
Playing half of it.
Oh, Houston's playing it.
Yeah, Houston's playing half.
So,
half.
All right, whatever.
So they don't care.
They don't care.
You just sit on the bench. Get rest.
No. You're indebted to me.
These are two of the worst franchises in the NFL.
This is the bumble.
There's probably not going to be three wins between both teams.
Right.
This has been the hot topic on our show for the last 3 weeks.
Who's going to win more games, Osweiler or Glennon?
I'll plead
to who's going to get to two first?
Before you know it, to be honest.
Mitchell, you know what?
After week four, Mike Glennon looking terrible. Come on, Mitchell. We need you to step on in.
So
Osweiler
might get two wins. He might get one win. And he still won.
My answer is Kessler.
We're just going to take one. Yeah. Cleveland? Cleveland
more I'm going to say Chicago. Deshaun Watson's going to win more games than all of them.
Go ahead. All
right. Anyway. So moving on to the NFC East. Is everybody getting a little too excited about Carson Wentz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I knew the Cowboys fan was going to say that.
I'm a Cowboys fan, but objectively, he's good. He just plays for the Eagles, and they suck. Yeah.
They suck because you don't like them.
No,
they added a lot of really talented receivers.
No, time out.
My sleeper team.
Time out. Hold on a second. Torrey Smith has not been good in a long time. He is very old, objectively.
Okay,
Cowboys,
I'll give you that.
Give Cowboys love
away. I really was just talking about Alshon Jeffery.
But my point is, Alshon Jeffery, he did not play that well without Brandon Jennings, without a quarterback or Jennings playing on the other side.
Marshall.
Jake Marshall?
Yeah, Marshall. Thank you. Sorry, I'm saying Jennings. But he didn't have – without Marshall, he did not play that well.
The Eagles lose games they're supposed to win.
Yeah, and they do not have – the upgrade at wide receiver is not that great. Jeffrey's good.
Play six games, man.
Right, if he stays healthy.
And,
no, they're better, but I didn't say they were as good as everybody's
saying.
They
still got Jordan Matthews, who if he could just touch the ball a little bit.
Who?
He could stop dropping the ball.
Again, who?
Jordan Matthews, 2 years ago, he was a very
But that was under Chip Kelly.
Right. But
and they still got that Chip Kelly-ish team.
Yeah, the problem, the best thing about the Eagles is the tight end they have, right?
Yeah.
Zach Ertz. That's the best receiver they got.
Last year. Yeah.
Right, that's the best receiver
and
they have.
They got a young quarterback, and long quarterbacks love throwing the tight
end. But I will say the last hopeful quarterback they had in Philly was Nick Foles, and that didn't work out too well. I'm just saying.
That dude was an MVP candidate.
Let's see what he does this year.
Where is he?
I think he's back in Philadelphia.
The backup.
Kansas City.
He's the backup to Noodle Arm.
Oh, third string. You got Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes about to be had that job soon.
All right.
Wow.
AFC North. Is this Big Ben's last year?
No.
I think it is.
That's hard to say right now.
Oh, he's back in Philly. Nick Foles.
Thought I heard. Oh. He's back in Philly.
Wow.
Yes, this is Big Ben's last season. He was going to retire to end the last season.
Yeah.
It took everything he had to bring himself to say, I'm going
to
come back
to
this
season. When they lose to the Patriots, he's going to be like, I'm not doing this again. I'm out.
Yeah, that division.
Or after he takes that first injury where he's out for 4 or 5 games because you know it's going to happen.
So with a collarbone,
it happens to him every year.
He's going to sprain an ankle. He's going to be looking at a ligament.
Like, he's going to be like, I'm done.
They're trying to get him some help.
He got a lot of help.
But he one needs, of the best tailbacks and one of the best receivers in the game.
Good offensive line.
Offensive line is solid.
But that defense is
Mike Tomlin just can't coach against the Patriots. The Patriots show up and he loses his damn mind.
So that's the Patriots, man.
They just need to, the only way Ben stays is if they build a super team around him.
They already have.
He got it.
They've got one of the best teams.
You're talking about your defense though, real fast.
Bud Dupree.
They Ryan Shazier. They added the Watts brother this year.
Oh yeah,
that defense is going to be better than you think. The only problem is that secondary, and that secondary should be.
They
better.
They still got Mike we'll Mitchell, see. Don't they?
Mike Mitchell's horrible.
I mean, he'll hit you.
He won't cover anything.
I just like watching him hit people. It's awesome.
But no, the defense will be better. But dude, I think he's got another couple years. I mean, if they beat the Patriots in the playoffs, he'll come back.
I think he's done.
Nope, he's done.
I think he's done.
NFC North. All right, let's say Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. who's more likely to
just put it out there. A12 AR12 is going down, folks.
He's hurt now.
Look, hey, on these one team dominated divisions, it's hard to come up with a new question every week. All right,
I feel you, fam.
All right.
And come on, you can't get the Vikings or anything.
That's what I'm saying, Aaron. You weren't here. No, I'm not dissing you, but you weren't here. I already ran through all the rest of the questions. You were here. I had to ask. I asked about Matt Stafford. Anyways, Vikings or Lions? Who's more likely to take the division over Green Bay? Let's say Aaron Rodgers gets hurt.
Detroit. I'll go Detroit. Better quarterback than Sam Bradford.
I don't know, man. Matt Stafford had a good year last year. He's liable to have a crap year this year.
That's a good point. I'm going Vikings.
Vikings.
Man, who's the backup quarterback? I'll take it.
Where?
Any team.
Bridgewater, is he still?
No, Bridgewater ain't ready to play. He's dead. Okay. His career is done.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead for the Detroit fans. I'm going to go Stafford.
Well, Stafford's awesome.
Because, you know, without Calvin Johnson, we all thought that
the
offense was going to plummet. But, you know, he's showing up.
The problem with Detroit is who's their running back right now?
Exactly. And what did Minnesota do? They added two running backs. Latavius Murray and Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook has got a chance to be the rookie of the year, man.
I didn't even have to say it.
They need a quarterback, though.
Sam Bradford was... Solid. He was serviceable.
Okay, no, Sam Bradford
he was serviceable
he
last season.
Well last year.
He was a hard worker.
No, he really wasn't even a hard worker. He was just serviceable.
And he took shots last year. He took some heavy shots, and he got up, and he played 16. That's a good sign.
That's his first time ever.
First time ever playing 16.
Shout out to Sam Bradford.
And if
played a full season. Woo!
I know his insurance company is pissed.
And I think he has a good relationship with Thielon and Diggs, man. They're quietly an okay team.
And if what's the guy named Laquan Threadwell come along, too?
Yeah.
And they got Rudolph.
We've been saying for years this offense is going to have a chance to be really, really good. And it's been the same offense. It's going to be the same offense again this year.
I don't think
struggle.
So.
I'm telling you,
they got rid
struggle.
Of AP, and don't it's have not, to you don't got to worry about his
that
ego.
The ball.
It's going to struggle. But anyway.
I think they're going to be more free. And they're going to – and Bradford, if he can stand up, he'll take more shots down. Because Bradford is like Alex Smith.
He
like,
can't throw down the field. Though.
And they play in the NFC North. No teams play defense in the NFC North.
No.
That's a good point.
I'm going to say neither of the teams. Neither the Lions or Vikings. I'm going to go to the Bears. The Bears have
Mike
a better
Glennon
chance.
Come out of nowhere.
Mike Glennon has a better chance than them two.
Wait, how much is he getting paid?
He hustling. He's getting $18 million this season.
But it's serviceable. It's all right.
He getting $18 million this season. Ain't did
I think the Bears have a better chance.
Yeah,
really.
Shout out to his
their
agent.
Defense,
right.
Give me $18 million for one season. I'm good.
All right.
Probably four games.
AFC West. Where are the Chargers doing?
The LA Chargers?
Yeah, I just said the Chargers. Right. I didn't say where they're from because I always screw that up.
But it's weird to say the LA Chargers.
But I'm saying they got Phillip Rivers.
What?
And
they got Mike Williams in the draft, right?
Okay.
Melvin Ingram. That dude, don't sleep on this team this year.
Keenan Allen will be back somewhat healthy to after the season.
You mean Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon.
Oh, yeah. That's defense. That's defense.
Ingram.
They got both of them.
They got Manti Te'o.
No. He signed somewhere else.
Now. Oh, he doesn't even play there anymore, so I don't even know.
Oh, I was about to say.
And they got Hayward. I mean, Hayward is secondary.
And
they
got two top
Yeah, Joey Bosa had a nice season when he came back.
I'm telling you, that is my pick in the AFC.
Wait, what happened to Te'o?
That's AFC.
Saints. I think Saints is a Saints, yeah. He signed.
Don't look at me like that.
He found his girlfriend in New Orleans.
Hold on. Time out. Hold on. Did you just say you're going to pick the Chargers to win the West over the Raiders?
Yes, because they will step back this
and
year.
The Chiefs.
Yes, watch.
And the Broncos.
Watch my words.
I'm going to listen to the Broncos.
No. Yeah, the Broncos. I mean, they got a good defense. Great defense.
But no, watch them, dude.
Hey, you
they're
know what?
Sleeping.
If Phillip Rivers was on the Broncos, the Broncos will win.
Wait a minute. If you look at the Chargers this year, all right, seriously, Gordon is very good. He's going to have another season like
How
he had last
How can you say
year.
That, though? His first year, he was
we'll
terrible.
See. We will see. We will see. I'm going off of last year.
Okay.
He was good. You got Gordon. You add Keenan Allen. You add Mike Williams. You still got Green. You got Hunter Henry and
Antonio Gates.
You still got them.
You can't.
You got good guys there.
You can't add Allen. He's going to.
Well, no. Okay, well, fine. We don't add Allen. Mike Williams, if Allen's healthy, you got other slot receivers. Hell, he's had worse wide receivers and done better. I mean, dude, he's going to have Mike Williams. We'll see what he does.
Go get it.
And then that defense, he just said two of the best corners in the league is playing on defensive line, plus you got two good defense ends and a defensive tackle. I'm just saying, watch out the Chargers next year.
If they win eight, if they win like 6 to 8 games, I'm happy.
You know what the problem with the Chargers is? Why they gonna go 5-11? Because Phillip Rivers turns the football over too much. Yeah. He throws 20 to 25 picks.
Not every year.
Yeah, but Eli Manning does that every year. Eli Manning does that. He won two Super Bowls.
He doesn't do that.
He ain't got the Eli Manning luck.
He doesn't do that every year. This is the best year that he's had a defense on that team. He's never had a defense on that team.
Like, I'm just saying. They had their chances. You can't take
last year's potential success and move it to this year.
Yeah, I can.
Why? Because look, the Panthers went 15-1, went to the Super Bowl. Next year, they sucked.
Oh, they were.
Yep. Their defense costed me in fantasy.
They got it. I mean, look, you can't say. Oh, well, Melvin Gordon was good last year. Okay, well, the year before he was crap.
But listen,
true.
You go off of last year into this year. You don't go 2 years back. I'm just saying, if you go to the West, I don't trust the Raiders.
We go 2 years back.
I don't trust the Raiders. All right, I don't trust the Raiders. How can you? You don't know if they don't have another season like they did last year. They overachieved. Who knows if they're going to? The Denver Broncos have no quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs, we don't know what do they have at wide receiver anywhere else?
They're good for 10 games.
They got the same thing they got last year.
They're the Chiefs. They're going to win. They're going to go 10-6.
Probably, yeah.
Wild card first round lose.
Out. Right.
That's it.
I'm just saying. I think the Chargers could win 10 games next year. Just saying.
I'd be surprised if they win 5.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I picked the Jaguars last year to do something.
I did that too. So then everybody was like, they got this.
When Dallas pisses me off, I go to the Jaguars.
All right, last question. Right. NFC West, will the Cardinals be able to return to form?
No.
To what form?
To 2 years ago when they were before they got their souls demolished by the Carolina Panthers.
No, man.
They ain't been right since.
Man.
They just play quarterback too.
You're still looking at Larry Fitzgerald as your primary receiver.
Well, no, they've kind of moved on to the other.
They
moved on to the other fast guy, John Brown.
One of the Josh's, one of the J's, JJ Brown.
John Brown.
I call him JJ. He's awful, jeez, right?
He's always hurt too. Yeah.
Look, it's to them. It's two people that's getting the ball: Fitzgerald, Johnson. That's it.
Yeah. Johnson's second leading receiver on the team.
Carson Palmer won't be healthy all year. Right? He'll cement bricks will be hurt who's, by week six.
Who's the backup?
They drafted a quarterback late, right?
That's a good question.
I think they did.
They
or early.
They did.
It was the other kid that
was it. Kaya. Was it Brad Kaya? Did they get Kaya?
Might be.
I think so.
Somebody picked up Brad Kaya.
Somebody got them. Later, somebody picked Chad Kelly, so.
Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Chad Kelly will be a starter.
Who said, who said Chad Kelly's going to start this year? It was you?
I did.
Hey, you full of hot bullshit.
He's on Denver, right?
He's on Denver. I'm telling you.
There's three dudes in front of him.
Dude.
Simeon?
Simeon's a good, decent quarterback.
He's a serviceable player.
He's serviceable.
He's a hard worker.
And Lynch?
Lynch, they still have to put him in. So I don't know if Lynch
is the man of mystery.
Right.
All right.
They don't know what they got.
I'm telling you, if he has a good camp, dude, and I mean, we'll see.
I just don't think he's going to get enough touches to even show out.
At some point, right. And he could get two other ones could get hurt and play. You never know. Just saying.
I still think they should have traded for Drew Brees and just went for the Super Bowl one more time.
Oh, negative Super Bowl with Drew Brees still on a team.
Yeah. Drew Brees just need a defense.
That was the same. It would be the same team Manning had, except just take Manning out and put in a more highly skilled Drew Brees than Manning at that time.
I don't.
All right, that is it for the two legit questions of the week.
Is that it?
That's all I got.
The Cardinals won't bounce back. They done.
Over under seven wins.
They did
under.
Not.
What, for the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Under.
Oh, I say over. David Johnson is a beast.
I still like their secondary, man.
Hey, you know what? David Johnson, he needs to be somebody's first pick in a fantasy draft.
Somebody going to take him quickly.
Because he going to touch the ball.
No,
a
you
lot.
Know what? People are on him now.
They will not draft. They did not draft a quarterback.
Oh,
they were defense. You remember?
Okay. So some white guy from Michigan State's probably their back.
Another one of those hard.
Drew Stanton. It's Drew Stanton. And he is Stanton's from Michigan State. Playing.
No, he's Michigan.
Michigan? No, Stanton's Michigan State.
No, he's Michigan. Stanton was Michigan.
Yeah,
he was Michigan.
He started in front of Tom Brady.
He was a Yankee player too.
I think.
Yeah.
One of them was starting in front of Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's Drew Stanton.
What was they smoking?
Yeah, but no. Going back to what you said over under 6 wins.
Seven.
Maybe 5 wins.
Look,
I'm telling you, the defense is good though. We'll see.
I can say
healthy.
Yeah.
But luckily, they get to play the 49ers twice. Rams. They get to play the Rams twice. So that's 4 wins right there.
They sweep those. They get 4 wins. They just got to – they'll beat
Seattle one time.
Those Rams will be improved.
Look, that's what I'm saying.
In your opinion, almost every team in the league is going to be better than they were last year.
Everybody's
getting 10 wins this year.
I didn't say everybody.
I said for the Browns.
Whoa. I never said 10 wins for the Rams. Don't go that far.
No, I'm just saying, everything I've said, you'd be like, they're going to be a better team.
They are.
I mean, when they playing against, like, of course, the 49ers, that's like the Bumbo. So they're split.
You would hope they would sweep these teams. These teams are terrible.
But those are the best games.
Do they play the Browns? Because I'm looking at 6 wins right there.
Shoot, you got to play the Browns 6 times.
Browns
going to
win 3 games this year.
The Browns going to win. Oswald are going to win 4 games for them.
We're not doing the home run, people. We're running so late.
Yeah, I'm missing the home run. We got
to
get
Yeah, all right. That is going to do it this week for the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. Give me a minute because it's going to take me a while to say everybody's name. As always, I am Too Legit, joined by B3, Exponent, Rock, Urban Nerd. Thanks for joining me. And Smoot.
That's it. You got it.
Appreciate it. Smoochie in the house. All right. Good day.
See you later.